Hello?
Yeah?
Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization,
no,
or work?
No.
No? Nobody does?
No.
Okay. Good. Now, let me ask you, no? Right. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Thank you. And which best describe your register, Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background?
My
Anglo-Saxon, Hispanic, African-American, Asian?
No, white, American.
Thank you. And to make sure that we have a sample representative in every age group, what is your age? You're between 18 to 35, 36 to 45?
76.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off the, on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. And from the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read you a list. Traffic and congestion, inflation.
That's
and
it, right there. You don't have to go any further.
Okay.
It.
Awesome. Good. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Daniela Levine Cava, favorable, unfavorable, or never heard of it?
Favorable.
A very or somewhat?
No, completely.
Okay, very, very. Okay, thank you. Eileen Higgins.
Yes, I know of her. I can't say I have any. You know, I don't have the opinions yet.
Okay, no opinion, no problem.
Right.
Christine King.
Same thing. No, I don't even know that name. No.
No, never heard of it. Okay, thank you.
No.
Damien Pardo.
Also never heard of that
name. Never heard of it. Okay. Joe Carollo.
Negative.
Okay. Miguel Gavella.
No, unfamiliar.
Okay. Raquel Regalado.
I know the name, but I can't give an opinion.
No opinion. Francis Suarez.
Kind of negative, yeah.
Okay. Very, somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about Manolo Reyes?
Yeah, no opinion.
No opinion, thank you. Ken Hardman.
No, I don't know the name.
Okay, thank you. And in the general election for president, if the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate? Donald Trump?
Yes. No, Joe Biden.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate? Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes prior constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. The first prior constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defined terms, provides effective dates. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against the constitutional amendment?
Yes.
In favor?
Yes.
Thank you. And would you say definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. The second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And would you say that you definitely will vote yes?
Yes.
Or,
yes.
Thank
yes.
you. And there may also be City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor. And the ballot question reads, shall City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding, and require at no cost to City. Previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, increasing revenue to the city, inclusion of open space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against the referendum?
Wow. I can't say no. I don't really understand it, so I don't know. I'm going to have to read it. I have to read it. Just listening to it, I can't figure it out.
Okay, so undecided?
Yeah, undecided right now, yes.
Okay, thank you. If you had to choose today, would you vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum? You already said that you're undecided, so I don't know why they're asking again. Undecided, right?
Right now, yes.
Yes, okay. You will now be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian walk along Biscayne Bay. Do you approve or disapprove of this, what they want to do here?
I know. I have to know more about it. That's part of similar to what you just read. So I'm going to
Right. Yeah, it is. They're just going to, they're making it more,
Right. So I'm undecided.
Specific. Okay, you're undecided. No problem. I'm going to put down no here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. No.
Allowing previously approved timeshare residents to become the minions, you have to read it, right?
Yes.
Same thing.
Thank you. Right. Same thing.
Reducing the overall amount of development, same thing, you have to read it.
I have to read it, I believe.
Okay. Okay. And allowing office space, I just got to read it verbatim, so I'm just going to read it. Allowing office space to be included? Same thing,
yes,
right?
Same thing, right.
Thank you. You will now be given a more detailed description, and they're going to continue with this, of the Washington Harbor proposal. This proposal will update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off of the MacArthur Causeway between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels. I'm sorry?
Yeah, no, I know that area. I know what. They want to build a hotel there?
Yeah. They want
to... No. Just no. No.
Okay.
Against that.
Oh, okay. There you go. Let me see. Linen, probably no. Definitely no right then, right?
Right. That's okay. For sure. Yes. Definitely no.
Okay. Regardless of your position, like you're saying no, what is the one thing that you like most about what you heard? Did you like anything at all?
About that development on Watson Island? No.
Yes.
No.
Nothing at all?
No.
Nothing. I just got to write it down. Nothing.
Okay.
At all. Okay. And what is it that you dislike?
What I dislike is that they keep building and developing things here, and the city is not keeping up with the infrastructure, and okay. It's causing ridiculous amounts of traffic. So that's
okay.
Why.
Okay.
More traffic.
Causing more traffic. Okay, beautiful. Appreciate that traffic. Okay. Moving right along, we almost done. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Boston Harbor proposal? If it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
You mean that I would vote to someone
who wants that thing?
Yeah, uh-huh. No, definitely unlikely.
Much less likely, okay.
Yes.
Got you. Thank you. There's another proposal that could appear on your November ballot. This proposal is also on Boston Island, and it deals with Jungle Island. As you may know, Jungle Island, formerly known as Pirate Jungle, is an eco adventure park. This proposal will authorize the construction of two residential towers and return the adventure park back to the city as a new pilot park for city residents. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against the referendum?
No, against it.
Definitely vote no?
Yes, definitely vote no.
Thank you. And lastly, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about the two potential proposals on Watson Island, Watson Harbor, and Jungle Island? I support both of these proposals on Watson Island. I support the Watson Harbor proposal, but not the Jungle Island proposal. I support the Jungle Island proposal, but not the Watson Harbor proposal. I oppose both of these proposals on Watson Island.
I oppose both.
Thank you. And now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom do you vote in the Women's 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I'm sorry, who would I vote?
Yeah, in the 2020.
Oh, in the 2020?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Biden.
Thank you. And do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, a conservative in the political police? Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative?
No, I would say moderately liberal, if that's
okay.
The thing. Yeah.
Yeah, they're moderate, yeah.
Yeah.
Or somewhat liberal.
Right. No, more than somewhat.
So moderate then. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And what is the last grade or formal education that you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate,
Postgraduate.
Postgraduate. Oh, wow. You have a master's?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your night. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye. Bye-bye. Bye.